Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Oblenis, O-B-L-E-N-I-S, first name Annette, A-N-N-E-T-T-E. The date of birth, June 8, 1972. Date of evaluation, March 12, 2026. Referring physician is Dr. Warren Strudwick. The chief complaint, 53-year-old African-American female referred for preoperative evaluation of the right knee. The HPI, the patient is a 53-year-old female who reports a fall at work in February of 2024, period. This resulted in a right knee injury, period. She was initially evaluated at Kaiser, period. MRI was performed. However, in the interim, she had continued with pain involving the right knee. Pain is described as sharp and associated with locking and popping of her knee, period. She underwent conservative therapies and had minimal improvement with acupuncture. However, symptoms have been worse with sitting or standing, period. Knee pain is felt to be severe, period. Patient is now anticipated to undergo surgical intervention, period. She has had no chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations. Past medical history, one, hypertension, next number, osteoarthritis of the knees and shoulders. Past surgical history, hysterectomy. Medications, amlodipine 10 milligrams one daily, amitriptyline 10 milligrams one daily, Nabometone 500 milligrams BID, Norco 5/325 1 BID, hydrochlorothiazide 50 milligrams 1 daily, spironolactone 50 milligrams 1 daily, lidocaine patch Q12 PRN, allergies, morphine results in high, family history, maternal grandmother had some type of heart disease, social history, patient reports occasional alcohol but denies any cigarette smoking or drug use, review of systems, constitutional, she has had both weight gain and loss, period, eyes, she wears reading glasses. Next, she reports pain. Gastrointestinal, she has had constipation and uses laxative. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, the blood pressure 134/69, pulse 88, respiratory rate 20, height 64 inches, weight 243.4 pounds. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The right knee demonstrates moderate tenderness to palpation, period. The ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 85 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 53-year-old female who sustained an injury to the knee, period. She was found to have diagnosis of chondromalacia, and extrusion of the body of the lateral meniscus with blooding along the free edge compatible with fraying or surface tearing. There was marked attenuation of the anterior horn of the lateral meniscus, which in the absence of prior surgery is compatible with extensive degenerative changes and tearing. The patient is now felt to require right knee partial lateral meniscectomy, right knee arthroscopy, chondroplasty, and removal of loose body. Medically, she appears stable for her procedure. She has no cardiovascular symptoms, period. She is felt to be clinically stable for same. She is cleared, period. Recommendation, may proceed with surgery as clinically indicated. Of note, she has significantly obese abdomen, period. Her overall obesity may contribute to her morbidity, period. Patient, however, is again felt to be clinically stable for procedure. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.